Hello, this is about Brittany. The scenery along the northern coast of Brittany is breathtakingly beautiful, and I especially enjoy the stretch on the Côte de Granit. These bizarre formations of granite which line the shore are carved by wind or tides and are just spectacular. Also the vegetation with pines, cypresses, or even palm trees is amazing. Beyond this, we also enjoyed beautiful houses with their lavish gardens. We clearly understood that Bretons absolutely don't consider themselves to be French. This is, of course, not a surprise, because the Celts arrived here in the 6th century before Christ, and Celtic tribes were here when the Romans arrived and were still here when the latter left and the barbarian invasions started. In the 5th century after Christ, more Celts belonging to the tribes in Britain arrived, as they were chased by the invading Angles and Saxon in England. Linguistically and ethnically, the Bretons have therefore more in common with the Irish and Welsh than with the French. In Brittany, one naturally gets into contact with the most famous Arthurian legend, the Holy Grail, cup, dish or stone, and the site of Merlin's mysterious forest of Brocéliande, which is near Pain Point, not on the coast, where the magician fell in love with the fairy Vivien, or the Lady of the Lake. She learned Merlin's trick and imprisoned him in a tree, where he still seems to live today. There are several suppositions of King Arthur's origins. I have read that the name could also derive from the Irish word art, which means stone again. Should you want to know more about this famous legend, I recommend you to read Chrétien de Troyes' romances of the mid-12th century. I would also like to hint at the dolmen, also known as a portal tomb or a portal grave. It's a type of single-chamber megalithic tomb, usually consisting of three or more upright stones supporting a large flat horizontal stone or table. The ones we have seen here were, however, quite simple and certainly not to compare with Stonehenge. The original purpose of these tombs is still not clear, but it is supposed that they were built to worship ancient earth deities, or that they were burial places for high-ranking citizens. Thank you.